Hello, this is Apostle Thompson. Grace, peace, and the love of God be released upon you today. Our meditation today is again on worship, and I thought it would be fair to you. Some of you did not hear me ministered on yesterday. And we said worship is a supernatural experience, but all do not partake of it supernaturally because it takes knowledge of God, who God really is, for you to worship supernaturally. And worship, we told you, will remove the hindrance from your prayer life and remove the hindrance from faith, and it creates an intimacy with God. It is so important that the body of Christ come to grip with the ideal of worshiping properly, and sometimes have to force the flesh to do what's necessary to praise and worship God. Worship, number one, is stop us of self-glory. A lot of time we get into the Word of God and learn a few scriptures and have a few meditation and get carried away, and self-glory will take a hold of us. But secondly, it also, when we worship properly, that intimacy with God, it removes us out of Satan territory. Now, notice that. In other words, the Spirit of God says when one is praising and worshiping God, Satan cannot just come in. Worship is an atmosphere that Satan cannot operate and cannot function. And number three, it brings forth glory, God's glory, on the scene. Now, there are three scriptures that you need to study: John 4:19-24, Matthew 15:8-9, and Acts 17:23. Here we'll find the lesson of Jesus teaching that woman in Samaria the attribute of worship and how worship function to create intimacy with the Father in spirit and truth. But then there's two other type of worshipers. I talked about the imitation of worship that is found in Matthew 15:8-9, where people draw nigh God with their mouth and their lip, but their heart are far from Him. And He said, they that do that is worshiping in vain. Now, just on last night in meditating this, not only is it imitation of worship, but it's illegal worship. Because you have to worship as Jesus said in spirit and truth. Then in Acts 17:23, you find people worshiping an unknown God. We see it in the beginning, to worship God properly, you have to know God. And here we find people ignorantly worshiping an unknown God that cannot respond to their love, cannot respond to their respect, cannot respond to their honor. So, we must keep meditating there in John 4, for the Father seeketh us to worship Him in spirit and in truth. In your time of worship, many bondage will be broken, many yokes will be destroyed. Just stick with the meditation. We're going to keep on looking, as long as the Spirit of God wants us to look, at the ideal of worshiping God properly. May the strength of God and the glory of God be on your life today.